So we are broadcasting live today. What you may not know is we were here just 2 days ago, Thursday night. Pella Window and Door here in Gilbert hosted the Rosie on the House certified partner mixer. Once a quarter, we get together with all of our partners and meet, greet, network, learn and grow from each other. The Sanderson rep brought a soft top Bronco. Not the mini size, but the new full-size Bronco. And that was the talk of the night. It stole the show. And he didn't even try to. He parked down in the dirt lot to save parking up close for other people. And it was still the talk of the night. The new Ford Bronco. It's back, baby.
And I think he was talking about the very next day. He was running up to Flagstaff for an off-road show vehicle. He said there's going to be a couple up there. He says he was already getting phone calls about, what time are you going to get up here? When's it going to be here? When can we see it? I mean, that Bronco has generated that kind of celebrity status for anybody that has one. I was talking to someone the other day. He said, you know, my wife was fortunate enough to get one, and it's like she's a star. She goes to the grocery store, and everybody wants to see her car. You know, and then she'll come back out to the car, and there'll be four or five people standing around and say, hey, can I see this car? So the Bronco is just one of the Ford line right now that's getting the top of the headlines and all the attention.
People still like to turn that at your Raptor, too. That's a fun vehicle to drive.
Always enjoyed my Raptor. Tickled to death with it. Love it to death. And those are just a couple of the vehicles Ford has headlined over the last decade. You got the Mach-E. Boy, I've still got my eye on that Mach-E. I'm going to end up in one of those here really soon. And then you've got the Maverick truck and the Ranger truck. All industry-leading products. And you can shop for them here in Arizona at the nation's leading award-winning Ford dealership, Sanderson Ford in Glendale. And you can shop Sanderson Ford from your very own home with a computer at sandersonford.com. So take it from us, the Romero family, who haven't bought any other place for close to 40 years, as long as Jennifer and I have been married almost. We haven't bought a car anywhere but Sanderson. And it's because the way they treated me as a kid walking onto the lot looking for that first F-100. Straight six, three in the tree, short wheelbase, four-wheel drive. Boy, that was a bad vehicle. My first Sanderson vehicle, and I can't count how many I've racked up since then. You car shopping? Shop Ford. You Ford shopping? Shop Sanderson Ford.
House shopping, RosieOnTheHouse.com, or in person today. You can come down to Pella Window and Door. We do have great local tenants here. Food will be out shortly, and we can talk about your home, castle, or cabin. You know, you don't have to come on air. We won't put you on the spot. A lot of the people that have come up, Jim from Mesa, who had the question about his, he didn't want to come on air and said no. And finally, after about 90 minutes, had the courage. I'll come talk on air.
But he did good.
Reggie, you know, we wrote down some referrals for him on a piece of paper, and it was a water heater and solar is what he was looking for. So, you know,
Miss Ruth and Miss Margaret.
You don't have to go on air. We won't put you on the spot.
Now, you had me answering a question about a sunken shower conversion to a floor level shower. And you've got to, and was it a do-it-yourself project? It's over this realm of handyman. A handyman cannot legally do that size job in the state of Arizona. They would need to be a licensed contractor. So I got through busting up the floor and finding the drain pipe. Now, that drain pipe goes straight down into the ground, probably about 12 to 14 inches, and sweeps back up towards the floor and then sweeps back down. That's the P-trap. That's the water trap that keeps the sewer gases from entering the drain lines at your home. So we don't want to disturb that. We want to grab the drain line above the P-trap, extend it up. Now, one of the things you can do that's really cool is you can install a trough drain, and you can actually make this a barrier-free shower entry where you can actually wheel in if needed. If not, you can put a short little threshold there, but you put the drain where you want it. It may not just be a 4-inch diameter drain. It could be the trough drain, the trench drains. Very, very common in today's new showers. Now, once you've got the drain back up, you're going to fill the shower. And we do that with a lot of different things. A lot of times, just to fill up space, we take 8/8-16 block and lay them down in there and fill it with ABC and then pour the concrete over the top of that, bring it up flush with the floor. Now, once you've got that done, you've got to get a waterproof liner installed. And that's where it goes beyond do-it-yourself, I believe. When you're getting that pan put in, the waterproof pan, that needs to be, that's the integrity of the whole unit, whether the shower's going to work correctly or not. That takes a little training. You could watch several hours of YouTube and probably try and do it yourself if you wanted to. But I'll tell you, you've taken the walls down. You're going to, don't do this without replacing the shower valve and the head. You've got the walls open. Do it now. The shower pan's the tricky part. And then you rehang either the moisture-resistant board or the cement board, and then you tile and or apply your finished surface on top of that. So we're just started one like that at 56th Street in Thunderbird. And for you to get it professionally done correctly the right way, we also termite pre-treat that area before we fill it with concrete as well.
That's by code.
You're going to be in the neighborhood of $20,000 to $30,000, depending on what finish you pick, how you want it finished. We can finish it with tile at $6 a square foot, or we can finish it with marble at $30 a square foot. But that's generally, did I answer the question? It's not a do-it-yourself project.
I think you kind of talked yourself out of any kind of do-it-yourself aspect.
It's a big job.
Yeah. Well, here's kind of a related question.
Okay.
Isn't Arizona state law for a remodeler to collect 50% of the money ahead of time, ahead of the job?
There's no law.
Right. Somebody apparently was told that,
I think
the way that's worded.
No.
That's somebody trying to get a big deposit up front, and that's a huge red flag.
There are many states that preclude remodelers from getting a deposit at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But it's not unreasonable to ask.
But in Arizona, there's no law requiring a 50% deposit. I would tell you, depending on the size of the job and the materials that needed to be ordered to get the job started, it's not unusual for us at Rosie Wright Remodeling to ask for about a fourth down. That lets us order all the materials, get everything on hand, put the time into pulling the permit, getting it staged, getting it ready. And then when we start the job, we get another deposit as well. So, but no law mandating 50% deposit.
That almost makes you grin or cringe, one of the two.
Yeah.
I'm glad she asked.
So, and if it's a law, it's going to be somewhere. You can say, okay, show me where in the law book is that? You know, if that would be a huge, it would be very easy to find that. That would be such a significant game changer to the industry. Everybody would know, well, that's SR, blah, 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 number this, that, because it would be such a driving force to the industry if that was true.
So I think for that homeowner, she should find somebody else.
Be wary. if who you're considering using is telling you it's law to give a 50% deposit, that is a major red flag warning. You're not dealing with the right person, in my mind. One of the other questions that I dealt with twice this week is odors in bathrooms. And that can really be sourced from several different areas. If you're getting a sewer smell in your house, one of the very first things you can do is get yourself or someone your truss up on the roof and extend all your sewer vent pipes. If the vent pipes aren't tall enough, they're not carrying the gas away. They're actually creating an inversion that is falling down into your yard and entering around your windows and your doors, or coming back in through the overflow of the bathroom itself. We very, very often just have to extend the vent pipes, and that eliminates the problem many, many times. One stinky bathroom we really had a hard time finding was a carpeted bathroom. We could not track where this smell was coming from. The carpet was dry. It was very offensive. It was very obvious what the odor was. The first time I visited the house, I said, I choked a little bit. And I said, well, you know, I've got to go run an errand. Don't let anyone use this bathroom for about 40 minutes. It'll take me about 40 minutes to go and come back. And when I came back, no one had used the bathroom. And it still smelled like someone had just used the bathroom. So we started looking around, and it took me a while. But when we pulled back the carpet, they had had the house treated for termites. And the termite treatment company had drilled a hole through the sewer drain.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very common to drill through the concrete, and that's how you inject your termite treatment underneath the slab. Occasionally, they'll hit a drain pipe, a water supply.
They will.
Electrical line. You know, those things do happen.
They do.
Isn't there a really simple thing, though, too? Like if you let the pee traps get dry. So if you have a bathroom that's never used and it starts getting that smell,
absolutely,
you just run the water in the sink and in the tub.
Sink,
and then,
tub.
And then we even had a little drain outside.
Flush the toilet.
We have to go out every once in a while and stick
that's
a hose
for
in.
The ice maker, the little
okay.
pee trap out
yeah.
there
so
for
if you
the
have
ice maker.
Pee traps around dry, it'll do that. But we also just found the new product. Romy, do you know the name of that stuff that Jen just found for us for the septic? I'm not kidding
septic.
Y'all. I have tried how many... We have an older home, 70s, with a septic tank, and it tends to get kind of that, you know, odor. And
I
tend to be
the
most sensitive.
You're the only one that notices.
But I put that stuff in 2 months ago, and there has not been one day. Because a lot of times you can, even though we have all the extensions and stuff, if the wind is just right and the pressure and stuff, that stuff will just, we can smell it out farther in the yard from the house even, but not one. So we're going to keep testing this, and we're going to put on the e-store if I keep liking it this much. It is amazing. Romy, did you find the exact name?
I will by the time of,
before
the broadcast is over.
I'm so happy.
I took a bag home and ran it into our septic system just based off of what it's labeled to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things that we've seen forever that pour this into your septic, pour this into pour this into your septic. And we've always told everyone, don't, it's a waste. Well, this one, the way it's designed to react to the bacteria actually does something. The ones in the past were just kind of like a bleach treatment. It was like, it's a waste of time and money.
Well, I am going to be their biggest testimony.
Well, I'm sure glad we talked about that on there.
It's important stuff, darn it.
All right, we're going to take a quick break and wrap up the live broadcast from the Pella Experience Center in just a few minutes. Y'all stay tuned.